CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Democrats took over Capitol Hill and a woman took the reins of the House. It's history on January 4th.
It was a festive day on Capitol Hill, at least for Democrats, celebrating their return to power after a dozen years. The words on everybody's lips, including those of new House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was bipartisanship.
We have an obligation to reach beyond partisanship to work for all Americans.
But not long after that, partisan sniping was alive and well on the House floor as debate started over a tough new package of ethics and lobby rules that Republicans say they weren't consulted on. Democrats also promised quick action on raising the minimum wage and forcing prices down for drugs in the new Medicare program. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
CBS News has learned the U.S. ambassador to Iraq will be moving up. President Bush plans to nominate Zalmay Khalilzad to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, replacing John Bolton, who resigned, the nomination, of course, pending Senate approval. President Bush spent nearly 2 hours on the phone with the Iraqi prime minister today. White House spokesman Tony Snow on some of what they discussed.
They talked about they were talking about the importance of having sufficient force within Baghdad to create a stable situation within the city.
Mr. Bush gives the nation his new Iraq policy in a matter of days. The head of the nuclear weapons program will be replaced, that from U.S. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman today. Linton Brooks has been told to submit his resignation next month following security breakdowns at national labs like Los Alamos. Homeland Security is going to require dock workers and others at U.S. ports to get new ID cards. Steve Salone at the Longshoremen's Union says what for?
Paying $140, $150 for an ID card that is nothing more at this point than a fancy photo ID card is a little nutty.
The union and some other groups claim the cost will force some workers to quit. That, says Homeland Security, and the background check that'll go with it. A Connecticut family will collect damages from Royal Caribbean Cruises. George Allen Smith IV disappeared after a night of heavy drinking and gambling with strangers on the Brilliance of the Sea somewhere between Greece and Turkey about a year and a half ago. Elizabeth Byrne is his wife, Jennifer Hagel Smith's lawyer.
There is a payment of dollars by Royal Caribbean to the estate. And that's approximately $1 million.
There's evidence of some kind of altercation, blood inside and out of his cabin, some on a lifeboat canopy, possibly smeared there as he went overboard. The FBI says the case is still open. Former President George Bush has a new hip, the old one. The one on the right was replaced at the Mayo Clinic, where doctors say it was a success. Now it matches his left hip. He'll be expected out of the hospital next week. On Wall Street, the Dow up 6 points. NASDAQ gained 30. Oil prices down another $2.73 a barrel at $55.59. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Emerging research suggests that eating foods naturally rich in antioxidants may help protect your memory. I think that's big news. Even more surprising is where to find those protective antioxidants. Did you know Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants just like red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. So if you want to help protect your memory, remember to drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Unemployment figures worst in 2 years, worse than expected. Wall Street reaction, exactly what's expected. Dow dropping 256, NASDAQ dropping 98. Unemployment at 5%. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Despite the jump in unemployment and the slide on Wall Street, President Bush got a generally encouraging assessment from top fiscal and monetary officials.
While there is some uncertainty, the report is that the financial markets are strong and solid.
But he says we can't take economic growth for granted. He says more diligence is required to make sure good economic policies come out of Washington. He may offer up an economic stimulus plan, but would only say the worst thing Congress could do is raise taxes. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Among the economists who believe we are on the brink of recession, Mark Zandi, MoodysEconomy.com.
Housing market is in a deep slide. Of course, that's creating all kinds of problems with respect to foreclosures. House prices are falling, and that's causing problems in the financial system, and all of it's reverberating back on the economy.
If there's one word we're hearing more than any other the day after Iowa, it is change.
What is clear is they're not interested in the status quo. They're interested in change.
I have the experience not only to make the changes that we desperately want, but to win the election to get into the position to do that.
Change is coming to Washington, and change is coming to America.
Those Democrats don't have a partisan lock on the concept, though. Change is equal opportunity. Mitt Romney?
They want someone from outside Washington to come in and change things in Washington.
4 days till the nation's first presidential primary in New Hampshire. There's only one man on death row in America for a crime that did not involve the victim's death. Supreme Court will now take on the case of Patrick Kennedy, sentenced to death for the rape of his 8-year-old stepdaughter in Louisiana. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
A generation ago, the court held in two separate cases that you could not have the death penalty for rape. So the questions now are whether the state's new effort to make a child rape a capital offense is different from past efforts, or whether the court's makeup will generate a different result.
Supreme Court takes it up in April. Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit are being asked to testify before a congressional committee on January 16th, along with their former trainer, Brian McNamee. On CBS 60 Minutes this Sunday night, CBS's Mike Wallace interviews Roger Clemens, the all-star pitcher vehemently denying ever using steroids or human growth hormone. Orange County Fire Captain Mike Blawn explaining here why residents of scorched Southern California canyons ought to evacuate.
Once this ground is saturated, it's very hard to determine when and if it gives way, which could happen at any time during the storm and even after.
Voluntary evacuations underway now. A scary storm on the way, too, possibly bringing 5 or 6 inches of rain to those fire-scarred hills and valleys. This is CBS News.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Is your New Year's resolution to finally get organized? Then come to Office Depot this week for everything you'll need. Folders, files, binders, plastic storage, file cabinets, and more. All at great prices and in great colors. This week at Office Depot, buy one, get one free on Office Depot brand stackable file totes in select colors and designs. Office Depot, taking care of business. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value.